Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Friday the 7th of April. Back 2 days running, entertaining now. This is when it's all going to get entertaining. So you just start yesterday, few little bits about what's been going on, and out they come to get me. We will get to, well, let's do it now. Why am I waiting? I don't even know what I'm waiting for. Stop the boats. Fucking Cruella, fucking Braverman. Rishi, fuckpot. I mean, we've got rid of a few, haven't we? Fucking Zahawi, Crook, fucked him off out of it. You know, he'll still be snaffling money somewhere. Need to get rid of Raab, didn't we? We got rid of fucking Johnson. We'll get to him in a minute. Who else is there? Look, we fucking binned off Patel. Look, it's just a fucking flow of them in there. Get rid of that fucking Rees-Mogg, Raab, Braverman, Sunak. Just get them all gone. But the old stop the boats. It's contentious, isn't it? Of course it's contentious. What I love is society. I mean, people, I've had lots of conversations. And I'll be answered. Yes, I use Twitter. Absolute hypocrite. I'm no fan of Elon Musk. I think he's a bellend. It is quite a handy way to post something or whatever and make people aware of stuff, but I've moved massively off it compared to how I did use it and on there. But yeah, hold me hands up, use it, you know, this, that and the other. I'd make no bones about it. But I think it's shit, and I think that we live in a world where people are saying, oh, it's great, it's changed since Elon's had it, because now you get both sides of the argument. No, you don't. What you get is, you get whatever, depending, it's all algorithms. All this shit is just algorithms. You get what you want to see. And if that's what you want to see, and let's say in America you're fucking pro-gun, they'll shove you all the pro-gun stuff. And if you're anti-gun, they'll shove you all the anti-gun stuff. And all you do is keep reading more and more of it, and you get more and more obsessed in your ways of how things should be. It's nonsense. And it is nonsense. And that, of course, is what people want to see. They want to see the stuff they agree with. They don't want to have anything else shoved down their throat. That's why, what have I always said? We're a few years behind America. America have that Fox News, Murdoch set it up. Let's shove all the fucking right-wing stuff at them. Let's there. I mean, some of it is absolutely bizarre. We've gone down the road with GB News. Andrew Neil telling us it's going to be a proper, sensible news channel. It's as far from that as you can ever get. And I know that just by the people they have on it, exactly what they're trying to achieve. And if that's what they want to achieve, fine. And if people want to follow it, fine. Of course you are free to make your choice. I'm not saying, what I love with shit like this when I say stuff is people trying to tell me how I think or what I think or interpreting what I say to suit their agenda to come and have a pop. I've told you before, this podcast is open to anybody. You want to discuss these topics on podcasts, come on. It's open to anybody. I will have discussions on any topic about anything on this podcast with anybody. This lot for me are absolutely fucking horrendous. And all I ever ask people is look into it. So the stop the boats is absolutely fucking ridiculous. We've had 13 years of this government. Even if you want to say that Cameron and Clegg took over an absolute fucking shithole mess, banking crisis, no money left, and they navigated that period quite well. Even if you want to say that, over the course of 13 years, this fucking government has not got control of one fucking thing, let alone stopping the boats. And since 2016, the only thing that has happened is the boats have gone up and up and up, and oh, Brexit. When we were in Brexit, part of the EU was the Dublin Agreement. You could send these people back. Now we can't, and we're getting the fucking arsehole with the French because they don't do it. It's not their fucking job. It's our job. Protect our borders. That's what we want. Protect our fucking borders. That's what we were all screaming and shouting for, wasn't it? Protect our borders. Don't fucking let them in. But that's not my point. My point is how it's being handled. Stop the boats. We are going to have 20 months or whatever it is to the next election of these fucking robbing cunts going stop the boats, trying to win a racist vote. It's performative politics bollocks that started when we voted that fucking low-faced cunt chops fucking Prime Minister in 2019, who I told you all was a complete and utter fucking lying cunt. He still is a fucking lying cunt. Him and his fucking wife-beating dad, who spilled one of the most fucking unfortunate bits of sperm that have ever been spilled in this fucking country. And it has got worse. All I ask for is fucking honesty about it, rather than the fucking lies and the bollocks and the shit. Of course we've got to fucking stop people dying in the channel. Of course we've got to try and stop boats crossing and fucking human traffickers. Of course it's ridiculous to be paying £6 million to house people in fucking hotels every night. It's nonsense. But there is a fucking simple solution, which they are not implementing, because if they implement it, the fucking problem is solved, and then they haven't got a fucking lectern to scream their stop the boats, get Brexit done, hands, face, space. We're just living in this fucking three-word fucking monstrosity that is driving me mad. So people coming at me going, we've got to stop these people, we've got to stop them. There's a fucking simple solution. It is get a fucking straightforward asylum process. Process these people, the ones we want, get them in the fucking workforce, get them out. We've got fucking job vacancies galore. Get them in, get them paying taxes, which will then improve our public services. All this bollocks that migration affects our public services. Migration is a fucking net income to this country, simple as fucking that. And the ones that you think are criminals or whatever, that's the ones you can get rid of. Do it fucking legally. And I defy anybody to answer the question that was fucking asked of Suella Braverman, and she has never answered it. None of them ever have, so I'll answer this, and all you fucking stop the boat people, answer this question. There's a fucking 15, 16 year old lad in fucking Yemen, and his fucking home is being bombed to shit by bombs, by the way, it's stamped with fucking UK on them, because we fucking supply the fucking Newcastle owning Saudi Arabia fuckers with them, and that's the other thing we do, isn't it? We choose which fucking wars are good and bad. We choose the ones, all Ukraine bad, Yemen bomb the fucking shit out of there, mate, have some fucking bombs, off you go. We choose where we want to be. So this 15, 16 year old lad, he's had his fucking house bombed, his fucking mum and dad are dead, he's got a fucking distant relative in, I don't know, fucking North Yorkshire. How does he fucking get here? How does he get here to flee this fucking tragedy that is going on? You tell me the fucking route he takes to get here. And, or I've got no problem if you turn around and say, we don't want any of them. I'm not saying I agree with you, but at least I know where you fucking stand. Just stand, say that. Just say, we don't want fucking Johnny Foreigner coming here. At least we know and you're fucking honest about it. Rather than this fucking charade of bollocks we've going on now, and papers like the fucking Daily Mail and the Daily Express and fucking Captain Farage with his fucking navy hat on patrolling the White Cliffs of Dover like he's some fucking modern day Walter Raleigh. Fuck off. It's absolute, complete and utter bollocks, and that is the bit I object to. If somebody says to me, I don't want them coming here, I don't want foreigners, I know exactly where they stand. I don't agree with that person, I might talk to them and try and explain it to them, but all this bollock, we take less refugees and asylum seekers than any of our European neighbours, Spain, Italy, France, Germany. It is all complete and utterly provable in seconds. They bring income into this country, and what cracks me up with all this is, oh, taking our money, taking our services. You've got Michelle Moan bagging fucking 139 million. Do you know what that would fund? That would fund five ambulance stations with five ambulances fully staffed for five fucking years, and then we wouldn't have people dropping dead on the fucking streets because they couldn't get an ambulance. She's fucked off with it for her fucking PPE. These fucking thieving fucking cunts are just completely and utterly lining their pockets at our expense, and then they go around and go, oh, it's costing us £6 million a year. They are all fucking at it. It is fucking horrendous, and that's all I ask. Look into it. We need a fucking substantial change. Get rid of these fuckers. So if you stop the boats, absolutely fine. You fucking crack on. Answer my question. Come on the pod and defend it, or stand up and go, I don't want Johnny Foreigner here. You will be called a racist, but that's because you are one. But that's what you... Oh, I don't like being called a racist. I'm not a racist, but do you want foreigners here? No, I don't want foreigners here. Why do? And we all grew up in this fucking idyllic, everything's white, this... Fuck off. I fucking hate it. And that fucking blonde-haired buffoon. Worst fucking day that he got in, and I fucking told you all. Right, that's enough of that. I'm back. Told you I'm back. I fucking love it, though. So there you are. I'll give 100 fucking quid bet to the person who comes back with a Yemen answer. Fucking proper answer. Not bollocks. Actual factually proven answer how that person gets to the UK fucking safely. What's the asylum procedure for them to come and find out if they're entitled to come here? It is just bollocks that people fucking listen to. which, like, fucking Rupert Murdoch, another one of the fucking worst things to happen to the planet. Fucking shagging fucking 60-year-old women every fucking week, a different one, and getting married the fucking old cunt. Right, that's it. Where am I? Right, golf's good, isn't it? Golf's good. Scheffler's still going to win. I want someone to come on. Scheffler's going to win. Scheffler's going to win. Spieth. I had a message this morning. Spieth weak. I thought, to be fair, he made two of the biggest modern day mental mistakes I'd say these top golfers have made. The shot on 11. I don't know what he was thinking. Didn't have to do it. And trying to go for the green when he knocked in the water on the par 5. First round, I mean, I get it if you're two behind in the final round, but it was absolute nonsense. And to still get it round 3 under, Scheffler, and I mean, Rahm was phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal, but Scheffler played just out of this world and didn't hold a putt. I mean, if he'd hold a putt, he'd have shot 8-9 under. So I'm liking where I am at the minute. I have posted some golf for people for the... I'm fully back, see, I'm even forgetting things. I've posted the golf trades. I've put in there my notes, of just a little note of how I'm doing it this week. For the old club champs, that's Sandy Lyle, 81, Larry Mize, 79 or whatever it was. Keep chugging away, lads. Freddie Couple, 71, amazing, absolutely amazing. I've watched Freddie Couple, I thought, I wonder why Fowler, there's an example of somebody just, I can't compete, gave up. Fantastic golfer, Fowler. I enjoy listening to how he talks about the game. I'd much rather listen to him than McGinley. Where are we? Where also? Oh, football. Yeah, football. There's football. Alistair, the Monday games for the championship are on Ultimate. Alistair is sorting that. That will be corrected. They shouldn't be on there because obviously the championship plays today. And if a team gets thrashed 5-0, their odds will change for Monday. So that will be sorted and there'll be a process Monday. And I have got a little Watford, I think it is. Yeah, who are Watford playing? Watford home to Huddersfield on manager number 867. Could get some of the fucking asylum seekers to queue up for that job. It'll be available soon. Watford versus Huddersfield, 3 o'clock, over 1.5 goals. So 20-27, 35, if you want to. And I am fully aware that immigration is a subject of contention for people. I'm fully aware that people don't want foreigners in their community. Just fucking own up to it. Just say it. Just be honest. That's all you got to do. Just say, I don't want them. That's all you got to say. And then we know. We know how to deal with people like you then. We can either ignore you completely or fucking try and educate you. But I do realise it's contentious. I do realise that, you know, you can't. It is ridiculous to have people coming over in boats like they are. It's ridiculous to have people housed in hotels. It's a nonsense, but it doesn't have to be like that. It just, we've got no process. There is zero process, and they're not going to put one in on purpose because they are creating an issue that they can then stand at a lectern and go, stop the boats, stop the boats. That is no way to run a country. It's fucking ridiculous what we're living in. Just self-serving bollocks. That's what I hate. And yes, somebody said to me about Starmer. Yeah. He changed his mind like the weather. I'm not saying he's the full answer. What I'm saying is we've got to get rid of this lot. A bloke who says one thing 1 minute and then you find a videotape him 6 months. I fully accept that goes on. I think the whole thing is a shit show. I'd fucking bomb the whole lot and start again. Need people like me on there. It's bollocks. But this lot, I've got to go. They're fucking horrific. They're robbing us blind. They're just taking your money from right under your noses and people going, nah, they're all right. They are horrific. Anyone, where was I? Yeah, Watford, over 1.5, 20-27-35. Enjoy, happy Easter. I'll see the football tomorrow. I'll try and do a little bit of live YouTube analysis. Won't be like this, obviously. Happy Easter. Have a lovely one. Good to be back. Drink my coffee. Go and get a bit of fresh air. Calm myself down now. And I'll see you and... see you all, hopefully see a few of you Saturday on YouTube.